June 6.
Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Work out what God works in. Work out your own salvation. Philippians 2, 12 and 13. Your will agrees with God, but in your flesh there is a disposition which renders you powerless to do what you know you ought to do. When the Lord is presented to the conscience, the first thing conscience does is to rouse the will, and the will always agrees with God. You say, but I do not know whether my will is in agreement with God. Look to Jesus, and you will find that your will and your conscience are in agreement with Him every time. The thing in you which makes you say, I shan't, shall not, is something less profound than your will. It is perversity or obstinacy, and they are never in agreement with God. The profound thing in man is his will, not sin. Will is the essential element in God's creation of man. Sin is a perverse disposition which entered into man. In a regenerated man, the source of will is Almighty. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You have to work out with concentration and care what God works in, not work your own salvation, but work it out from the inside, while you base resolutely an unshaken faith on the complete and perfect redemption of the Lord. As you do this, you do not bring an unopposed will to God's will. God's will is your will, and your natural choices are along the line of God's will, and the life is as natural as breathing. God is the source of your will, therefore, you are able to work out his will. Obstinacy is an unintelligent wag that refuses to be enlightened. The only thing is for it to be blown up with dynamite, and that dynamite is obedience to the Holy Spirit. Do I believe that Almighty God is the source of my will? God not only expects me to do his will, but he is in me to do it for me. The following commentary is not endorsed by either the Oswald Chambers Society nor the publisher. These insights have been delivered through 808. When Scripture says that we are to work out our salvation, it does not mean nor even imply that we can do anything to add to the finished work of Jesus Christ. We can, however, observe in Jesus the very expression of salvation and redemption which we are personally called to live as Jesus did. This expression is not an imitation of Jesus Christ's actions and attitudes. It is quite the opposite. Jesus did not imitate God. Jesus was empowered by the Holy Spirit and allowed the Holy Spirit to live out through his human life the very desire and will of God the Father. Where we as Christians in the 21st century have missed the main point is that we try to use our own abilities to control our ungodly, natural, selfish tendencies. What Jesus did when he ascended was to unleash the Holy Spirit so that every believer could be just as fully filled with the Holy Spirit as he was. Every believer in Jesus could then stop trying to emulate God and could simply allow the Holy Spirit of God, just as Jesus did, to express himself through their human life. If we look carefully and closely at the life of Jesus, we do not see a man who is large and in charge. We rather see a man who was so humble and obedient to the will of God that lives were transformed everywhere he went. Humility and selflessness create an availability of one's every faculty for use to serve others. It is only in the pursuit and attainment of absolute surrender of my will to God's will that I am saved and redeemed. And it is only through obedience to the Spirit of God that I am blessed and God is glorified, producing treasure for eternity rather than treasure for time. My best imitation of Jesus would be pitiful at best. The Holy Spirit, having full access to every faculty I possess, would produce an exact replica of Jesus Christ. Why not put down your own efforts to serve or please God and be so yielded to Him that you immediately respond to the indwelling Spirit's quiet whisper? If I am too noisy in my great Christian service to hear the Holy Spirit, I cannot be obedient. A great word in Isaiah 40 is to wait, be still, be speechless, be taught. When I have done these, I will, as Jesus did, allow the Holy Spirit to express or work out of me the salvation God has put in me. Please allow me to repeat, wait, be still, be speechless, be taught.